Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I want to dry hump. And they're like, what the fuck do you want to do that for? And you have to explain, like, well, it's not that I'm not trying to tease you, but I do want a tease. It's like, is there any way that we can amp up this tension, you know, without having sex yet?
Hello, honey, and welcome to Honey Do Me Podcast. I'm Cass.
And I'm Emma, and we're just two gals looking for a good lay.
Aren't we all? But when it comes to sex, we're just as lost as you and have no idea what we're doing.
Luckily, we will stop at nothing to get the answers we need. Cue our expert guests.
We're ready to overshare and ask all the embarrassing questions so you don't have to.
By the end of every episode, you will be dripping in actionable steps and ready to take on the damn world.
Or at least take it from behind.
So tell us, honey, how do you do you?
Hello.
Hello.
Ho-ho.
It's pooping too.
It's pooping. I just spit so much.
And we're ho-ho-hoing over here.
God, if that... First of all, we call ourselves poopin' toots, and I spit when I talk. Like, we are the least attractive things ever, and I'm sorry. There's spit on my computer right now.
It's called being an influencer, and you wouldn't understand.
I'm being authentic. This is how I get people to connect with me.
Honesty.
It's honesty.
We all spit when we talk. I hate when I spit when I talk when I'm in a scenario where I'm not comfortable enough with the person to acknowledge that I did it, and they're not comfortable yeah. enough to acknowledge that I did it either.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I usually end up saying it anyways. I'm usually end up saying, oh, sorry, just spit on you, and then moving on.
And then they're like, we know.
Yep. I know.
We're aware.
I know you did.
Yeah, yep. Bodily fluids on a stranger or an acquaintance.
What do you call it? Do you call it spitting or do you call it gleeking?
I don't like the word gleeking.
How come?
I don't know.
What?
I don't like it.
It's not even a word that gets caught in your mouth.
I don't care. Don't say it again.
Clink. Don't.
It's not like you said clink.
No. Nope.
Clink is fine. That's champagne.
That's champagne.
Celebratory.
Luxury glamour.
Clink is fine. Gleek.
Okay. Well, another word that I feel like we have problems with is the word humping. But you're like a grandpa that's like, don't say it.
That's how I feel when somebody says the word humping, to be honest, because I really only think of it in terms of like dogs.
Animals. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Today we're talking about dry humping.
Dry humping, which, you know, again, don't like the term, but when I was sexually explorationative. When I was exploring my sexuality.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was something that I really enjoyed. And then, yeah, once I started getting penetrated.
Where are you going with this whole sentence?
I'm Cass.
I get penetrated now, but I used to dry hump.
Well.
Why are you holding onto the wall?
Not always penetration.
I just wish you could see the fact how much she's flailing right now.
Both emotionally and physically.
God, just stay in one spot. You're talking to
What's your story? Where are you from? What you doing here?
What is my story with dry humping? I also enjoy it, but I feel like it was a thing of the past. You know, you think it's done, out of there, moved on. Tied up in a bow and
now you're having to position. It's when you talk about something like this, you gotta like position yourself in a stance of power because you feel disempowered talking about being humped. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like, I don't know. It's not the most empowering word for some reason, but at the same time, it's used to assert dominance.
I'm so confused. So if anyone has a better way of describing dry rubbing, a dry rub
of,
what you put
of
on
genitals, like, of jean covered genitals.
That's also what it sounds like to me. When I think of dry humping, I think of denim.
Just denim crotches rubbing together.
Denim on denim. I mean, because that's what you used to do in high school.
Yeah.
You know,
you didn't know how to.
Yeah. We're a little bit of a mess. Do you want to just say who we're talking to today? The expert, actually.
It's me.
I hope, dear God, not.
Well, God didn't come for you today. I did.
Where's your denim?
Okay.
You're a fucking goblin. Do it.
I thought you were going to call me something way worse. I thought you were going to say cock gobbler.
Ew! No. Just say who we're talking to before I scream.
Okay. Today, we are talking with Samaya.
Yes, we are.
All about dry humping, and she's a true expert. She is the owner of Sexual Essentials, and she will do a better job of introducing herself than I ever could. And we'll just go ahead and get into it because Emma's looking at me like she's done. So we'll see you on the other side. Bye.
It wasn't.
My name is Samaya. I am the owner of Sexual Essentials, and I started this company simply because sex is still a taboo and it's almost 2022, as well as honestly, our relationships just deserve more intimacy and honesty and videos on how to do things. And so I created an unconventional approach to sexual education, and I call it hands-on teaching, basically. So all of my classes are either showing something or demonstrating something without it having to be porn. And we're addressing all of those awkward topics that you feel really bad about saying, but it's the truth. And honestly, it's probably a whole bunch of people that feel the exact same way. So that's what I do. And it's pretty cool.
That is so important because sometimes you really do have to see something in order to like really grasp what's going on. And if porn is the only way that you're getting that, you're missing so much of the awkwardness and the transition and the like real prep. Amazing. And like
we literally ask about transition and prep and, yes, and like enter or around or rub. Like we ask about all of that. So videos are so important. Mm-hmm. And I think we've had a handful of guests give us resources for like video. But they're just not that common. So the more people, the better.
Yeah.
They're super luxury. A lot of things, and it's no shade to anyone else because we're all trying to do our part to bridge this awkwardness. But lectures only get you so far, especially because everyone's body parts look different. And, you know, things like that. So what may have worked on this porn with one person may not be how it works with someone else. And if you take out that negotiation part where it's like, hey, does that feel okay? Do you need some more lube? I need to see that because they don't know it exists. Mm-hmm. They don't even know it exists. They're, exactly, you know, just doing it. And it's just unrealistic. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, more power to it.
So to find those videos, when people just go to Sexual Essentials?
So I have my website, which is thesexualessentials.com, and it breaks everything down, like, as far as like Patreon or either the masterclasses.
Okay.
So for me, the masterclasses are on three main topics: dick riding, mouth masterclass, and masturbation and squirting 101. So those topics are so huge and take so much more than one class for me to teach that I bundled those up and put those in master classes, right? But my Patreon has almost 200 videos on it that are just about sex, period. So you can learn how to give your partner like a penis massage, or he can learn how to give you a yoni massage and all this other kind of stuff. There are live demonstrations of me actually performing classes on people. I like to say those are the people that donated their body to science for me. and it's not awkward or anything. Like, I'm fully clothed. We're joking during the videos. I mean, you see some orgasms here and there, but I mean, it's a regular Thursday night, you know?
Yes. So, I've had a very casual orgasm before. It's fine. We all do it.
Yeah, and then we just go back to talking. It was a really good experience, but the Patreon has almost 200 classes, even about communication. How do you tell someone you've never had an orgasm? How do you tell someone you want to try something that's nasty as hell? How do you tell someone you want to dabble in their booty hole? Mm-hmm. So we talk about all these things because these are real life things. And mm-hmm. especially like in, you know, heterosexual sex, the guys are like, well, am I gay if I do this? And the girls are like, well, I want to do it, but how do I ask without getting slapped? I don't want to put my finger up there and be on the floor. Like, ah! Like I get it. Like, you know, mm-hmm. these are the real world things.
Absolutely.
Those are everything that you've named is so important.
Mm-hmm. And so real. We've had the exact same questions. So you might have two new subscribers to your Patreon. Well,
oh, yes. So that's where I do everything.
I love that. And a topic we really want to explore, like all of that very technical stuff today, is dry humping. We've been wanting to talk about dry humping for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So would you help us out by first defining for us what dry humping is?
So technically, dry humping is like having sex, but with your clothes on.
Okay.
Okay. So it's everything except for insertion and, you know, actual sex, but your clothes on, it's like super intense foreplay. Damn, I haven't dry humped in forever. I feel like, oh.
Well, I think that's kind of one of the reasons why we wanted to talk about it, because it feels like something that, like, oh, you don't do anymore once you're like old enough to start participating in like sex, you know? But it can be so fun, but we just don't talk about it. And so it feels a little juvenile. So I think that's why we wanted to approach it.
Yeah,
in that
way.
Well,
I think that's genius. Mm-hmm. Yeah, smart. I like it. That's smart. That and what, making out? That and making out together. Oh, that used to be a good day sneaking out. Okay, a good dry hump and a good make out session.
Yep, that was a fun. Yeah, time in a car, maybe, you know, after soccer practice. I'm only speaking, assuming, Mom, don't worry.
That's what your friend told you. Yeah.
You've just heard that.
I just heard how fun it could be in the back of a Camry. That's all.
So
yeah,
as
that's a really great topic.
Adults, then, is dry humping worth exploring? Mm-hmm. Like, is it worth going back to?
In my opinion, I would say absolutely, but I love a good tease because, like you all said, once you have access to sex, everything kind of changes. There's really no buildup at all. Even with the proper amount of foreplay, there's even no buildup really, you know? Mm-hmm. For me, I tell people all the time I'm a sapiosexual, so I like people to get in my head and for me to feel that actual rise. I like to feel tormented. I like to feel the, oh my gosh, my breath is changing like so much, because sometimes it's sex is so easily accessible now. It's like a lot of those things that we used to feel, we really don't feel anymore. But I think for me, I don't really pursue it just because I feel like with my main partner, I could. I just have not, because we do other things for foreplay outside of dry humping that help extend that time before sex. But if it were with another partner, there's another one, I'm poly, so if it was with another partner, I feel like unless you're close, it gets kind of awkward because you start explaining, I want to dry hump, and they're like, the fuck do you want to do that for? And you have to explain, like, well, it's not that I'm not trying to tease you, but I do want a tease. Like, is there any way that we can amp up this tension, you know, without having sex yet? Like, because once we do it, one, I might make you leave, and two, the anticipation is just, it's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. So if you're dry humping with a partner, does it matter what type of partner? Like, does it have to just be someone with a penis? Or can you, like, dry hump with two vulvas? Like, how do we...
So absolutely, anyone, vulva to vulva, penis to vulva, group. Ooh, I love a good group, like before you get in a threesome, just because, you know, things can get kind of awkward to kind of know your plays, you know, like, okay, we're going to run the whoop-de-doo, you know, like, so like, it would be so great if somebody could like do a dry hump run, you know, to show like kind of how you maneuver through a threesome and, you know, before it's awkward and people start pulling out their genitals and then, you know, then it's more pressure, you know? Mm-hmm. But also, I think that people think that you have to have on a lot of clothes. You can dry hump in lingerie. you okay. know, so it still adds like a spicy. It doesn't have to be as juvenile as it used to be when mm-hmm. we used to, you know,
like denim on denim.
Yeah, parka, yeah. denim. I'm here.
Sweaters and sweatshirts. Everything over the layers.
Are you yeah, getting off from your jeans or from yeah. them?
A little bit of silk would be nice at this point. Yeah. Right? So yes. Oh my goodness, denim on denim. Oh my gosh, I'm having
flashbacks. So much rug burn. Or denim burn. Like, because it's that seam that goes mm-hmm. straight through your crotch. Yep. And like, I get it. It adds more friction, but also it adds more friction. Yeah. And it hurts. It
they should hurt. Make dry humping jeans.
Let's make some.
Ooh. I think it's all assless chaps. Right
leggings?
Yeah.
Satin patch right on the crotch. Yeah. I remember I dry humped with this guy, and he came on my leg, and it was... I think that was the end of dry humping for me. I was like, okay, I didn't know about this. I thought it was just dry humping. Like, I didn't.
That's not dry.
That's not dry. We're wet. You didn't listen to the rules.
This is a dry run.
So, yeah, but, you know.
So then was.
Yeah, absolutely. Vulva to vulva. I think that if anything, I've probably dry humped with women way more than men, at least at my grown ass age mm-hmm. today. Just because I think anything that you need a little bit of practice with or something new, especially with me, with women are not my main partner choice. Like I deal with women, but it's still kind of new for me. Mm-hmm. So with women, I feel like if you're dealing with a more experienced woman, or you guys are both kind of inexperienced with each other, you have way more leeway. And it naturally turns into dry humping because you're just getting a feel for, okay, I could do that. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like that test run, so that way it's less awkward when you start whipping out, you know, peeny whackers and coochie lips and such and stuff, you know.
Peeny whackers and coochie lips.
So we...
That's the name of the episode. Yeah.
That's perfect. Named. We're done.
A dry rub on peeny whackers and coochie lips.
So we had Lisa Finn on to talk about scissoring, and could dry Ooh. Humping be like the clothed form of scissoring?
I absolutely think so.
Okay.
And now that you say that, we definitely got to take that denim out because.
Yeah, I was like, you could start a fire with that. God damn.
A whole new definition to fire crotch. A whole new definition.
Yeesh. Yes. I think that, you know, scissoring was one that took me a while. It took me a while to get it because I was just like, just give me the dick. I didn't give up. I just give up on this. I don't get it. But I think that one of the mistakes we make with scissoring is that we don't let our clitoris get really swollen. And so when they're bumping against each other, you're kind of just rubbing skin to skin. But it should feel like a flick of the, you know, like a flick of the bean kind of, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like all these are junior high phrases. I feel so nostalgic right now. But yeah, I think that we should do that more. You guys are going to challenge me to have, I'm going to have to talk about this.
I love it though. Yes. What are some other positions then that you've tried with like dry humping vulva to vulva? Is like scissoring kind of the main one? Like what other ways can you do that?
I roll around. I'm a big roll arounder, like roly poly. Yes, definitely a roll arounder. Like in the bed, I like space to just try to figure out what is our thing. Because mm-hmm. like I'm not a small girl, so I don't wanna I'm in my head a little bit more when it comes to women because I'm like, oh my gosh, am I suffocating her? Mm. Versus with a man, I'm like, oh, you can handle this weight. It's okay.
Choke, but bitch.
It's like,
I don't know. Just me?
Anyone else? Like, I don't want to suffocate this girl. Like, yeah. I'm a lot of weight. And I think that we have to consider each other's femininity so much more, you know, and you don't want to offend. You want to make, you know, you. In that moment, you're thinking about all the ways these assholes have like not made you feel comfortable. And so mm-hmm. when you're with a woman, you're like, okay, let me not do that. So I like space to just kind of go back and forth and try you on top and let's try both on the side, kind of just see what we like. Because like I said, when you take the clothes off, the air starts hitting, you know, your genitals, things start drying up. And not saying we can't use lube, but when you're naturally where you need to be and then that awkwardness creeps in, it's going to be inevitable, but I just try to know the game. I'm a planner. I'm a planner. So I always loved a good dry hump because I'm like, okay, so we're going to run it through like we just did when we were, okay.
That was take one. We're doing take two. Same thing. Close her off.
Hey, sometimes you do stuff in dry hump that does not successfully go down in sex. It's like that position seemed like a good idea, but we both know there is not enough depth for us to pull this one off. But that was a good idea.
That was a good idea. And commend you for that.
So, I think dry humps are good with toys too, because you know, like if we're not doing insertion, technically the toys can, but that's a really good time to see. And I think that when you take your clothes off, it's some pressure to go ahead and have sex. So when you have your clothes on using the toys, now it's no pressure. You know that, okay, we're not going to do this. And I can kind of pay attention. So you're almost getting like a personal education on my body, you know? And it's no pressure. We know that by calling it dry humping, it's almost like saying we're not having sex. And then it becomes like a challenge, you know, like, okay, let's not have sex tonight. Let's do this instead. And it kind of forces us to find other ways to have intimacy when we don't know how to prolong foreplay or, you know, go without sex with each other and still be, you know, in the vibe, in the mood, and still be have a nasty night without sex, you know?
Yeah.
Nasty night. I like that. So you brought up using toys. So does that mean that we can like try exploring dry humping like in masturbation and in solo play?
Dry humping with masturbation, from what I heard, I was never one to do the dry humping as a kid. I know that people probably thought that I did, but I never did it. It wasn't until I started reading some of these celebrity books and people start coming out with when they got started with masturbation. I was super late to the game with masturbation because I was just like, okay, this finger is not doing anything. The movies show they put this right here and then this thing happens, but mine is broken. It's just not doing it. And then all these people are talking about rubbing on their teddy bears and humping their teddy bears and humping their pillows and things like that. And I'm like, I never felt the urge to do that, you know? I don't know. Maybe it just skipped over me. Maybe I was just busy. I don't know, doing homework or something. But as an adult now, I definitely could understand how a woman will use the pillow, because if you're already aroused, that pulsatingness is kind of going through your clitoris already. You know what I mean? Like you can feel, you know, when she's thumping and she's like, girl.
Got her own little beat down there. Yeah.
Hey, pay attention. Hey, we need something down here. And when it's doing that, I could see how somebody is like, okay, I just need to rub against something. But I don't remember ever feeling that way when I was younger. So, you know, but definitely I know that people hump pillows. They hump, they have the baby pillow, sleep pillow that the women.
Oh, like the pregnancy pillows?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
That would make sense.
You have a pregnancy pillow.
I do. My dog sleeps on it. He took it over. He's not pregnant.
Okay, let's not hump with that one.
Yeah.
No.
But they are like harder. So that kind of makes sense. Like I sleep on very soft pillows. That's important to me.
Yeah.
And so for me, like those ones wouldn't really work because it would just like flatten.
Yeah.
But a denser pillow would work.
And it goes right between your legs. So it's like, you don't really have to do much work. It's not like someone's going to walk in and see you looking like a dog.
But that's what I fear. That's what I fear of trying like dry humping in masturbation, is that I look weird and that someone's watching somewhere. How terrifying this could be.
Getting orgasms looks very weird. I had a friend walk on me masturbating one time. I didn't stop because I was like about to cut nut and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this again. So sorry, you got a free show. You cannot look at me for a couple of days if you need to, but you walked in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my space.
Yeah, that's your choice.
At this point, if you haven't seen my crotch, I don't even know if you're my friend. Because if you walk in, I'm not stopping. So, yes.
Stop it.
Remember my face, what it looks like normally, and, you know, hope I don't scare you too much. But,
oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I mean, I've also, I've explored with, like, dry humping, I guess, a toy itself as well. I think now, we had on Nell the Pleasure Coach, and she was talking about stacking pillows and then stacking, if you have like a vibrator or dildo, whatever, mm-hmm. that on top of the pillows and then like kind of riding that. And I mm-hmm. guess that could still be considered dry humping-ish. I mean, because
it's going in. That sounds like...
Well, that one, whoa. I would just be like laying flat. And
like
then
a
I
hot
would
dog.
Be, yeah. Like hot dog in it.
Okay, so like you're laying in the... Okay, wait.
I'm like riding a pillow. But okay, it's, like but, this? Mm-hmm. And then on top of the pillow is like a dildo or a vibrator laying flat. And so it's like,
okay,
as Cass so back. Delicately put it, hot dog in it. If you have a vulva.
Okay. Got it. Okay. I'm at this house. Okay. So if we laid it down, you'd be humping.
Uh-huh.
You'd be humping.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
That sounds
smart. You probably need a stiff dildo then. Something that you don't have to put any lube on, but it's almost like, for lack of a better word, scratching an itch. It's almost like scratching an itch, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, that's another, I think one of the benefits of dry humping when you do it that way is understanding how sensitive the clitoral hood is, not mm-hmm. just the clitoris itself, but that like sheer piece of skin that's covering your clitoris, because a lot of people don't realize it's orgasmic as well. It's super sensitive. And just having a masturbation session where you're not even going inside or actually on your clitoris, it may take longer. But just using that skin itself can bring you to orgasm. And I think doing something where you're not, like you said, going straight for the sex, the penetration, mm-hmm. you know, it gives you time to figure out the other stuff that's involved, you know, because it's just less, it's once things get inside, people start losing their train of thought. You'd be mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, that did happen. Yeah. But, mm-hmm. you know, so you get to know yourself, I guess, a little bit better because you're seeing what your arousal is like without actually having penetration, mm-hmm. you know?
Exactly.
If you're still looking for those last minute stocking stuffers, look no further. Manscaped is ready to stuff you real good with their top of the line body grooming products.
If you want to give someone a not so subtle hint that their New Year's resolution should be hygiene, consider the Lawnmower 4.0. It is the ultimate groin and body trimmer that focuses on creating the most comfortable grooming experience with their cutting edge ceramic blade, and it's waterproof.
Speaking of water, Manscaped is ready to lather you babies up with their 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner and ultra premium body wash infused with aloe vera and sea salt, nice. My two favorite ingredients. Mm. Both of these products come in super sleek packaging and will help you keep your package smelling and looking good this new year.
Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with code DOOMY, DEWME. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use code DOOMY, DEWME.
Upgrade your 2022 self-care routine with Manscaped.
So when you are dry humping with a partner, the way I'm going to phrase this, I don't love, but I'm going to say it. Like what body parts do you dry hump? Like,
yeah.
You know, like I'm thinking like from my personal experience, like when I was younger, I'd be like laying down and then my partner with a penis was on top of me and I could like feel his penis. Oh, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of what I didn't know it was dry humping at the time. I know I really enjoyed it though.
I loved it.
But I was also like, then when I, you know, was with somebody else and we didn't do that, I was like, how would I bring that up? Like, it's scary to say the word dry humping.
Can you scoot on me?
Can you scoot? I'm all laid down. You scoot.
Scoot on my poop.
Scoot on my poop. Gross.
So that is not what I want to say. But what body parts can you dry hump?
Well, here's a question. Do we consider titty fucking dry humping?
Can you define titty fucking?
Oh, okay. So like the girls, they pull out their boobs like this, and then the guys put their dick in between, and then she does like this, and she
I think you have. I don't know how.
I don't think like physically
I don't think we could do that.
That would have to be a tiny weenie for me.
Very tiny weenie, and they'd have to like, be very close to me.
I don't want to be
like
that close.
Chest to pelvis,
like pubes in my mouth.
Yeah,
they would be. Come on, don't act like you haven't had a pube in your mouth. All right,
it's fair.
But like the full.
I mean, sometimes it's less work when they stand right in front of you because you know we're getting older, and so squatting down is just like thing of the past. Like, mm-hmm. you're telling me I can sit here and you can walk in my face?
It's like, that's fair.
It's like dining in. It's like dining in. Okay.
Love it.
Yeah. Dining in. It's take out.
Take out.
Bring it home.
So you have that, but they kind of like, so imagine they were like standing near you, right? When no matter how big your boobs are, when you press them together, they're going to do this, something, right? Mm-hmm. Even if they're small. Exactly. And they're warm. And they think about it. Think about how soft your boobs are compared to like the other parts of your skin. Like, they're really soft. Mm-hmm. And so it just feels like a massage, which is kind of how we get on back at those tantric moves when I was telling you guys about the penis massage. That's, it's called a lingam massage, but lingam is a Sanskrit word for penis. But that's why some of those things are really great as women, finding ways to do foreplay for our partner. Is a big one, because we really only know how to give oral, you know, like we kind of give oral, we kiss and we have sex, and then we want them to do all these other things to us. But titty fucking is one of those things, and it's kind of kinky, you know, mm-hmm. so it's like, okay, you might see that in a porn, but nobody really does it, just like nobody really does dry humping. Well, maybe you'll be the one to, you know.
Titty fucking dry hump.
I mean, technically. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. it's dry. It's not sex. So, mm-hmm.
yeah.
If people are, but I've only done that in the regular dry humping, mm-hmm. like position, like regular sex positions,
like basically. Missionary type.
Yeah.
Like, when I think dry humping, I actually think of not necessarily involving the penis. For like, if I was doing it with a guy with a penis or whatever, I think of legs. Like, I
calves,
specifically the shin. No,
like, are you talking about like when the dog humps your leg?
No, I was kidding. I would never, I'm never using below the knee. That was okay. A joke.
I was trying to figure this. I'm like, so does he stand?
Oh, you're like squatting really low. That's down. You know how when you sit on feet and they walk around with you? That's dry humping for me. No. Like, picturing me on top. Them mm-hmm. on the bottom, and then using like the thigh to go up against. So you're kind of on your side, and like making out, because making out is like super hot. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think that's essential for sex and getting really wet. And so doing that, I feel like, is like my favorite type of dry humping position.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I did this contest one time. I was on vacation, and they were like, "Oh, do as many sex positions as you can in 1 minute." And it was so much easier to do it with our clothes on than during sex, because when you're in the moment, you're not thinking about all the positions that are out there. You're doing what's easily accessible mm-hmm. to feel good right then and there, because it's like, "Oh, hold on, let me think about that other position we should do." No, you're like, "Get in here." Like,
yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a better way to do a dry run through, to get some position, you know, some different positions going, and trying to see how we fit together like this. Like, what do you think about that? And then instead of it, because, you know, when you're actually talking about sex itself, the awkwardness level is less things that you can do, mm-hmm. you know, without anyone feeling awkward or for it becoming an awkward moment. But if we have on our clothes, everybody's sense of humor is still intact, and we're not, you know, doing awkward things when people are naked and vulnerable, you know. So then we can say, "Oh, okay, well, I've never tried this. Ooh, okay, so we could do that. All right." And we're flirting, and we're, you know, that mm-hmm. that witty banter and trying out positions. And then guess what? When we take our clothes off next time, we have some new go-tos to mm-hmm. kind of practice, versus trying to do it when you're butt-ass naked. Yeah. It's a lot of pressure.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. That's a great tip, I feel like, for trying out new positions. Mm-hmm. Trying it with your clothes on first. Because honestly, it's because your butthole's not out. That's why. That's for me. It'd be because that's not accessible. So mm-hmm. I'll try anything if you can't see my butthole.
I'll do anything.
But
I have to watch how I move when booty holes
are out. Exactly. You have to like keep backing up and moving around if you're naked. I don't know.
I understand. It's not anything I just flash out there like, "Oh, just like that."
No. I thought of another position though that I think is really fun for dry humping, is doing it when you're spooning in bed. You know, like, I feel like that's a really good first
initiator, especially if it's like penetrative sex and you like that from behind, doing that like when you're in bed or right when you're waking up, mm-hmm. like that's a really fun dry humping
like
move.
Backing up,
yeah, like you know, you guys, your bodies.
How bed sex started.
I think it really does. You just booty tooch over.
You, y'all know when you sleep next to me like this,
and then you put your butt around their penis.
You open.
Everyone knows, and no one says it. You put your little butt cheeks around their penis, and it feels good.
There's the guy who commented on one of my posts the other day, and it was like the guys give advice to the ladies, and he was like, "Stop putting your butt on my dick if you don't want to have sex." And I hollered because I'm like, technically, that's not appropriate, but technically, usually when I do it, it's because I'm sick. So.
Technically, that's not appropriate. Yeah, it's like sometimes I just want to feel it. I'm sorry. And I don't want to do anything else. And they're like,
I know. Yeah, they're not with it anymore. They're like, no, don't do that anymore. Because you know what that means. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, okay.
It's another way to hot dog it.
Yeah. Just with your butt.
Yeah.
Do you have any other favorite dry humping positions that you can think of?
Not really, but I'm really thinking that, like, with the exploration there, you could really dry hump any part of a body, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever part of the body that you were attracted to. Go for it.
Titty fuck your arm. See, that's trying it without your genitals being out first.
I guess that's true. Mm-hmm. But I also, like, obviously, dry humping is really fun in and of itself, but I do like the idea of using it as kind of a dry hump run, mm-hmm. For trying other sexual or sex positions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because it's like a fun way to do it that mm-hmm. you could also get off that way. Mm-hmm. But like,
yeah,
it's also a learning experience.
As ladies, if you're having trouble with writing, try to dry hump it, like with your partner. Like, babe, I really want to get better with writing this year. Use the new year as an excuse. I want to get better with writing this year. Can I just sit on you? No nasty stuff. Come on, help me out. Like, it's super, you know, and even though he doesn't realize it, you're basically saying, can we dry hump? It's like, mm-hmm. this. You're asking it in a cute way and you're flirting. You know what I mean? Like, it's once you've been together for a while, it's kind of hard to recreate, you know, those kind of moments that are just so authentic, but super, you know, intimate, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's a really good one for that too. If you're trying to learn new positions with your partner, or get better with something or, you know, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. I really like that idea. That's another position that I wasn't picturing.
Mm-hmm. Being on top.
Absolutely.
Being in control.
Because some girls are like, how do you do cowgirl and stuff like that? I'm like, well, try it out first, you know? And like I said, sometimes you do some positions that the dick size does not match up with later. It's okay. It's okay. Just you know, but you can still act mm-hmm. fun and, you know, mm-hmm. do it all out when you're dry humping.
Yeah. Dry, doing that position in not denim, you know, we're thinking like more intimate clothing. You don't really think about it, but that, like I've done that before sex and then that leads into sex, but I don't think of it as dry humping because mm-hmm. I don't know why. But that's like fun and it's teasy and it's kind of like how you were explaining earlier. You like getting in your head a little bit like, no, we're not mm-hmm. having sex. We're just doing this. Like I'm just practicing or whatever. But yes. that can be like a fun mm-hmm. little tease as well. Mm-hmm. I guess we don't realize how much we probably dry hump a lot before sex, mm-hmm. which is kind of
that guys like teases more. It's almost like it's kind of offensive when they say it. They're like, oh, she's such a tease. And it's mm-hmm. like, is it a tease or are you acting like you're trying to get the sex out of the way so you can be done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going anywhere. How is this a tease? I would not let you put your dick near me if I didn't want to fuck you. Just because we haven't fucked yet doesn't mean I don't want to. It's mm-hmm. if she's dealing with you, she probably wants to have sex with you. She's still going to wait, though, for it to be mm-hmm. the right moment or whatever. I mean, come on now. As girls, we can look at a picture and say if we would or wouldn't. Like, yep, I would.
Yeah.
So, but give us a moment. But it's like every little thing that's not sex right away. It's like, oh, you're such a tease. You're teasing. Why are you playing?
Yeah, it's so rude. Exactly. I know. I don't like that phrase either. It's really offensive. And it's like pressuring you. It's like, I'm not a tease. I'm just not ready. Like, that doesn't make sense.
And I'm like, why do I have to go back to this?
Yeah. Anyone that says that too is like, so you're not a safe person to have sex with probably because then you wouldn't have respected my boundaries.
You're not worth dry humping.
You're not worth dry humping. and I'm gonna leave.
Yep, I'm gonna go hump my pillow.
Hump my pillow. I have a bunch of pillows at home that can do exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, and better,
and won't talk back.
And won't talk back. Won't have to deal with that shit. I think it's just really fun to talk about our experiences mainly with stuff like this, because dry humping does feel so juvenile to say, but you don't realize how much we do it and how much we can just like talk about other ways to do it and how to enjoy it more and how to make it like foreplay. And I think it's just important to highlight stuff like this.
There is an amazing class that's on my Patreon, and it's a sexercise class for couples. So there is this couple, oh my goodness. It's called a sexercise. Evelaros, or the spelling of the word is really weird. I did this like last year during COVID, but it's a couples workout, but it's all sex positions. And it's like some of the most strenuous sex positions that you go to. And so you have your workout clothes on with your partner doing these positions. And by the end of it, you're like, okay, take off our sweaty clothes and let's do this. Like, and so I think that is a great version of dry humping. It's like a 45 minute workout, and you are hot and ready by the end of it. And it's kind of nice. It's nice.
Oh my god, that sounds so fun.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was really fun, especially like with the music and like you're laughing with your partner and stuff, kind of, because you're like, yo, I'm looking dead at you trying to hit me from the back. I can't take it serious when I work out clothes, like, but you're getting a workout. And also it's a really good way to strengthen those muscles that we only use during sex. So it's a lot of gems that are hanging out there, you know, on the Patreon, and, you know, bring it right back to dry humping. And that's the thing, like you said, we're doing it more than we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks different than when we were in the camera.
Exactly. And naming it does feel a little scary. I don't know why, like, the words dry humping.
Saying you like dry humping is like, oh, so you're 12.
So you're a perv or you're 12. Yeah, Which one is it?
Which one is it? Because it's not, you know.
It just feels weird. So I love that, like, you know, if you know that that's something that you like, and maybe you're a little nervous to bring that up, because honestly, I was nervous to bring it up to my partner until somebody brought it up on the podcast. And then I was like, I'm allowed to ask for that? I thought that stayed when I was 16.
Yeah.
So I love this exercise because that's such a fun way to be like, oh yeah, that was really fun. Like, we really enjoyed that. Right. Mm-hmm. And then just incorporate it without having to be like, yeah, I want to dry hump the shit out of you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, dry humping to me always includes denim. Mm. That's like the only vision I have in my head. Yeah. But
it does sound very aggressive.
I mean, like, I remember doing Netflix and chillsing when I was in college. You know, you'd wear leggings, which is what reminded me from this exercise. And like, that was some of the most fun when you were like making out, you're in stretchy leggings and he was in, you know, basketball shorts, and like, you're just teasing each other, and like, that those are really fun clothes to wear when you're dry humping too. And so it's
absolutely,
just
because it gives it all away,
gives it all away without anything, like, and you can kind of play around, like, if you have a vulva, kind of play around with like going inside but from the outside of your clothes, you know, like, there's just more to touch when you're wearing those type of clothes, which is another, I don't know, fun topic, is like the clothes you could wear when you're dry humping, not just silk. It could be
like, we sound like a group of like pervs, like, ooh, I love dry humping here, I love dry humping there, I love dry humping in my clips. Like,
aren't we all
really
though?
Thought about this.
Yeah.
We really thought about this.
I am a group of pervs. Just me. Me alone. I'm a perv to the max.
Basketball shorts though is a good one, because the material of the basketball shorts, like, if you stroke the, like, say the dick's in your hand and you use the clothing around it to grip it, it's like they're feeling the pressure, but they're feeling it from the with that sensitive clothing from the shorts, and it feels different, you know. So it's like a hand job, but you know,
they'll make it dry.
A dry hand job. That sounds bad, but I meant it in a good way.
Very naughty way.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah,
I love talking about this stuff.
Is there anything that you feel didn't cover that you wanted to throw in, that you want to chat about?
Honestly, you guys hit so much more that I feel like I'm gonna have to take a moment and go back and be like, damn, think about your, like, I think that this is a great topic to bring back. And I feel like if anything, let's go back some more in our kid, you know, mm-hmm. ways and figure out what other stuff we used to do and how do we bring that back? Because maybe it's still lurking around in other things that we're doing as well. So I think this was very innovative. I'm very impressed by this topic. It's so different. You know, usually get on here and everybody's like, teach me how to ride, teach me how to suck dick. You guys, hey, let's get in our time machine and go back to dry humping. I think that was very cool.
Bring back dry humping. Bring back dry humping.
Yes, you know, that's a shirt. I'm going to make a shirt.
Like, oh my God.
We're gonna
love it.
Oh my gosh. I would wear that with pride. I'll wear it to work. I don't care. It's important.
I'm here.
We all would take be a lot happier. It's amazing.
No, this is good. This is good. And it honestly, it brings up the conversation and challenges us to take the pressure off, mm-hmm. figure out what else can we work on through dry humping, and then go back and visit it. And it's a really great way just to segue that awkwardness when you do want to try something new. Like, okay, how are we going to try this?
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely. Know?
Yeah, that was a great point to bring up. Totally. That it was.
No, this was amazing. This was fun.
Yay. Awesome. Is there anywhere?
Next girl's night topic.
Yes. Is there any other place that you haven't mentioned? You know, we've talked about your website and your Patreon. Is there anywhere else that listeners can connect with you after the episode?
Honestly, Google me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I'm very responsive. Email, good old fashioned email works as well. But yeah, I'm pretty vocal. So I answer all my Instagram DMs, as many of them as there are. They can always send them. And when you follow along with my Instagram, like, there are different things each day. Like, so on Mondays, we do Q&As, and sometimes we do polls and stuff like that. So it's interactive, and you get to pick other people's brains along with me and get involved in, like, just like this conversation. This may be one of the questions next week or whenever the episode drops. Mm-hmm, like, hey, when's the last time you dry humped? And it's just like having your own little sex community to talk about mm-hmm. these things. You know, it's an outlet.
All right.
Mm. All right, all right, all right.
I wish I had denim sounds. Enough with the sound. Thank you. Yep. Cass is dry humping your mic.
No, that was my thigh. My mic was dry humping me.
You can dry hump with a lot of parts of your body.
I know,
body,
but then I was.
Cass.
Okay, I was being dry humped in that scenario. That
what I'm saying is
I'm the humpy, not the humper.
As the year winds down, Cass and I just get feistier and feistier. Elegant. I love it.
It's been, if nothing else, it has been elegant.
And we have raw dogged the shit out of this year. So
here's to 2022.
Here's to 2022.
I hope I get to use a condom. That was an accident, but knock on my wall.
Anywho, thank you, Samaya, for being on the episode today. We appreciate you just like putting up with this.
You say that every time. You well, say, thanks for putting up with us.
To be fair, we are a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
But if we're too much, then find less.
Find less. I'm an acquired taste. If you don't have taste, acquire some. I don't know what that saying is.
Ooh.
If you don't good like one, me, get 'em. Acquire some taste. That's what it is.
Okay. I liked the first way you said it better.
Thank you.
Because it was less words.
Okay, so thank you to our listeners for coming back another week.
I hope you come again.
Softballing it over to you.
And I hope you share this episode with somebody that you think deserves a good humpin'.
A good humpin'.
Or could give a good humpin'. I think maybe that's why I don't like the word dry hump, because somebody's a humper and somebody's getting humped.
Humped.
Sure. Go ahead and head on over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to Honey Do Me. It means so much to us. If this is going to be the episode that gets you to leave a written review, I don't know.
I don't
emoji.
Know what a good humping one. Do like a dancing person. You know, because
they say a rock.
They kind of look like they're humping.
Oh,
there. Why does a rock?
Because it's like the hump. Or camel. Do a camel.
Okay. Yeah, do a camel. That makes the most sense out of everything you just said. All right.
All right.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.